Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." The word for today is about grace in marriage. Who in the Bible would you say had the best marriage? Adam and Eve started in paradise, and it all went downhill from there. Abraham lied and said his wife Sarah was his sister, then impregnated her servant Hagar. Isaac and Rebekah spent much of their marriage battling because he favored Esau and she favored Jacob. Jacob had children by two different wives and the wives' servants. And all we know of Moses' wife is that they had an argument over circumcising their son, and she called Moses a bridegroom of blood. David was a disaster as a husband, and Solomon was worse. When Job's life got hard, his wife told him, "Curse God and die." In fairy tales, life is a difficult adventure until you get married, and then you live happily ever after. But nowhere in the Bible does a couple get married and then live happily ever after. Marriage doesn't save anyone. Only Jesus does. Yet how often in churches do couples sit in silent agony? They have an image of spiritual success to project, but they don't enjoy intimacy. Or there's abuse going on. Or their young daughter is pregnant and they have no idea what to do. Or one of them is a closet alcoholic. Or they're facing bankruptcy. Frequently, people who need help the most receive it the least because they'd have to step down from their pedestal. But what if real people could be as truthful as the Bible about marriage? In Scripture, marriage is a place where we learn, receive God's grace, and grow together in love. Grace in marriage. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.